ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Chinese defense officials downplaying a close call between a Chinese warship and a U.S. destroyer in the Strait of Taiwan. Chinese Defense Minister Li Shangfu through an interpreter.
We always say, mind your own business. Take good care of your own vessels, your fighter jets. Take good care of your own territorial airspace and waters. If that is the case, then I don't think there will be future problems.
The U.S. has said the Chinese ship intentionally cut off a U.S. warship in a dangerous maneuver. President Biden signing legislation to lift the debt ceiling and avoid a government default. Recovery efforts continue through the wreckage of three trains after a horrific derailment and collision incident in India. At least 288 people dead. The sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is vowing a second attempt to launch a spy satellite into orbit after the country's first attempt failed when the rocket crashed off the Korean Peninsula. This is ABC News. Recovery efforts continue in Davenport, Iowa, after last week's partial collapse of an apartment building. For some, such as Brandon Colvin, who graduated high school on Saturday, the wait for word about their missing loved ones is hard to take.
The milestone comes as Colvin Jr. waits for any word about his father, Brandon Colvin Sr., still unaccounted for after the collapse of the apartment building last weekend. Colvin Jr. telling ABC station WQAD.
I'm just happy to graduate and be done with school. I'm proud of myself. My dad's proud of me. My family's proud of me.
The teen and his mom spent most of the week sleeping outside the fenced-off area of the partially collapsed building, hoping he would be found alive. Crews have now shifted to recovery efforts and are trying to shore up sections of the building to avoid further collapse. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Firefighters making progress in Canada's Nova Scotia province, which has seen one of its worst wildfire seasons in recorded history. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Diamond Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Break up, let's make it take forever. Brett Newsky featuring Miles Nielsen on Max Inc. Radio. Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts before that with Hands Up. I love the duo or the feature. I think Miles was playing guitar on that with Brett Newsky. Really cool. You can see Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts tomorrow up in Appleton at the Appleton Beer Factory. And Newsky has a show next week, June 10th, at the Polish Fest. That's in Milwaukee, 5 p.m. on the Miller stage. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K, flying solo tonight, but I have you along for the ride. I appreciate that. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Still to come tonight, Magic Conch. They're coming to the studio. They're going to be live in the Devil's Lair, not playing live, but we're going to be dropping their brand new music from Fine Dining and Breathing. Super excited about that. We'll hear a bunch of songs off the new album, talk with the guys from Magic Conch. Also, Carrie Osborne from the Mama's Finalist Party. She's going to stop in. We're going to tell you all about the party, some of the nominees, and tell you about the Mamas. And plus, the MaxSync live music calendar update is just around the corner. We'll do MaxSync Heavy at 10 o'clock and Essential Last Crack at 11. Music on the way this hour from Sam Ness, Rain Stern, the Civil Engineers, and we got some Stees right now. They're playing at the Feed Your Head Fest, June 16th through the 18th. This is in the Kettle Moraine Ranch. I want to get down there. I have not been to the Kettle Moraine Ranch yet. That's the Wise Jennings folks, and they rock. This band is playing at Feed Your Head Fest 2023. It's Stees on MaxSync Radio. We are local music.
Send your love for the last time to me. In reality, she wants a man 6'3". So I go to sleep. Then she visits me, entirely fantasy. So I feel guilty, but in my dreams, she's leaning into me. My depression. Me off, and then just leave me be.
So I Can Sleep, Rain Stern on Max Inc. Radio. All right, so that song is so hot, it had to preempt the Steez. And last night, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
This is Hot Dog, and you are listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Here before, swear I've played this song on the 8th of December, somewhere years from now. I swear I know these roads, but I don't know this town. I know every Wi-Fi code, but not a single name in the crowd. Give me some room, this room is spinning out. Give me some room, this room is spinning out. Slow it down, I need to be here now. Slow it down, I need to be here now. She looks worried now, she asks me where I've been. Try to remember how I got to this bar we're sitting in. She looks different now, she asks me how I've been. Try to remember how I got to this state I'm in. Slow it down, I need to be here now. Slow it down, I need to be here now.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. Sam Ness there and Slow It Down from his latest album. Hope you're all having a great evening. Saturday night here in Wisconsin, 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. If you'd like to call up and say, hey, what's happening? We got Magic Conch coming in the studio here shortly. And Kerry Osborne from the Mamas. We'll talk about the finalist party and all the details on that. Coming up at 10 o'clock tonight, of course, is Max Inc. Heavy. Sam Ness, he has a show coming up at the Village of Maple Bluff, the summer concert series. That's at the, I think it's right at the Village Mall in Maple Bluff. Right in my neighborhood. I'm going to go down and see Sam Ness. Got the calendar update in just a moment. Right now, let's do a band that I happen to think is playing Atwood Fest this year. It's Kyle Magna and the Monsoons. Lost in My Head on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Not far from me, are you lost in my head? Are you lost in my head? Evening comes, ere night moves on. Are you lost in my head? Are you lost in my head? Tell you about the way. All my life wanted to my hand, I lost in my head, I lost in my head.
Inc. Radio on Civic Media. It's time for the Max Inc. Live Music Calendar Update for Saturday, June 3rd, 2023. Sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, Monona Drive and Livingston Street here in Madison and in downtown Sun Prairie. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com. Tonight, we're going to focus on a few big music events that should be on your radar. First Summerfest in Milwaukee starts June 22nd. There's a great lineup of music this year. You can see the full schedule and get your tickets at summerfest.com. I want to give a shout out, though, to Rockconson and the 2023 finalists. 10 high school garage bands will be battling to win Rockconson 2023 on the Generac Power Stage June 23rd and 24th. Have a great show. And congratulations to all the young artists. In Green Bay, it's Bayfest, June 16th and 17th. Bayfest is a musical comedy show put on by members of Let Me Be Frank Productions. For 29 years, Bayfest was the premier music festival in Northeast Wisconsin. The 2023 Music in the Park at Waymore County Park in Greenleaf, Wisconsin is happening next Wednesday and Thursday. This year, Homemade Brew will be playing live, and check this out, free ice cream sundaes and the music starts at 6 o'clock. What happens when you combine a vibrant 1 mile stretch of downtown Appleton with 200 up and coming artists performing live, free, 100% original music for over 4 days? You get the Mile of Music in Appleton, August 3rd through the 6th. Get more information at mileofmusic.com. Rockfest is happening in Cadott, Wisconsin, July 13th through the 15th. Country Thunder is July 20th through the 23rd in Twin Lakes, Wisconsin. And our good friends at the Driftless Music Gardens have a few big events coming up. Bonfire Music Festival is June 8th through the 10th. Boogie Down 2023 is July 21st through the 22nd. And the one and only People Fest returns for its 15th year, August 10th through the 12th. Get more information and tickets at driftlessmusicgardens.com. The Madison Festival season starts next weekend with the Marquette Waterfront Festival Saturday and Sunday. And Rocker will be releasing the Atwood Fest schedule soon. The famous East Side event happens July 29th and 30th. Lastly, Make Music Madison has booked over 500 shows this year. It all happens on the first day of summer, Wednesday, June 21st. See who's playing and where at makemusicmadison.org. And be sure to stop by the Max Inc. Radio Civic Media Stage at 202 State Street at 3 p.m. for Eddie Berth, Sunspot, and Dana Perry. That's the Max Inc. Live Music Calendar Update for June 3rd. I'm Jimmy Kay, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music.
I'm planning our family vacation and need a pet sitter.
We use a house sitter from Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, they're local, dependable, and totally spoil our pets. When we get home, our house is just as it was when we left, and our dogs are happy. And the daily messages with pictures really gives us peace of mind while we're away. For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
It's the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, live at the High Noon Saloon on the patio. Friday, June 30th at 5 p.m., come rock out with Iron Plum. My mind goes back to when we were young. With special guest, Lo-Fi Killers. Join us for this free all-ages show, the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, presented by Civic Media, Mad Radio 92.7 FM, and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to the Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Today's Random Thought brought to you by Aaron Weber Group. Cows. That's the thought. Cows. You probably thought it was going to be about how the Aaron Weber Group can get you the best price when buying or selling, with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. Virtual or in-person meetings, too. Do you ever wonder if cows think about where they move to? Cows trust movetomadison.com, and so can you. Brought to you by the heifer of all first Webers, the Aaron Weber Group. Movetomadison.com. Really, there's no bull here.
Rock Onsen is coming to Summerfest, the world's largest music festival. 10 outstanding statewide high school and middle school grade bands will be rocking out on the Generec Power Stage, June 23 and 24, competing for cool Rock Onsen prizes. Check out these cool bands that will be hitting the stage by going to rockonsin.org. Rock Onsen is brought to you by the Nicholas Family Foundation and also made possible by Max Inc. Radio. Rock Onsen, youth garage bands rocking Wisconsin, produced by Dennis Graham Associates.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday evening in Wisconsin. Good evening, everybody. Jimmy K flying solo tonight. Rocker is in Chicago with the Swifties. Took his daughter to Taylor Swift at Soldier Field. How cool is that?
Oh, that would be fun.
Yes, it would. Well, I requested Rocker to call in with a Swiftie on the phone, but that has not happened yet. Rocker, if you're listening, 844-967-2789. In fact, if you are a Swiftie, I would just love to hear from you right now. 844-96-PARTY. Right now, Carrie Osborne from the Mamas is here, the Madison Area Music Association. Carrie, good evening. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Good evening. Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for coming back. And big weekend coming up here in a couple weeks for the Mamas. It's Father's Day, so you could come celebrate your papa with your mama.
Yes.
At the Mamas. Carrie, tell us about the finalist event that's happening.
Okay, so it's the yearly finalist announcement party where we announce the usually four finalists that go on to the final round of the Mama Awards. The actual Mama Awards show is going to happen sometime in August. So this is sort of the pre-party. And things changed a lot after COVID. Our schedule got kind of like wonky because this party used to be in March, you know, and it was chilly and it got dark earlier. But this year, it's in June. And so we've decided to embrace it. And so we're doing our first outdoor party. It's at the Wisconsin Brewing Company.
I love that place.
Oh, it's just wonderful. It's big and open, and they've got that pond there and like little grassy areas, and it's just a fantastic place to have a show. And so we're just really going to sort of embrace the whole outdoor thing and sort of make it like a little mini festival. We've got at least three acts. We're still working on the bill. We're going to have some vendors out there to, you know, sell their wares kind of art fair style. So if you're a last minute person like me, you don't have a gift for dad yet, you'll have a chance to get that. We'll have food vendors. And then of course, all that yummy, tasty, Wisconsin brewery beer. And because of the kind of venue that it is, and because it is Father's Day, what better way, like grab your kids, you know, grab the rest of the family, grab a chair or two, bring your own food. They allow that. And you can come out and do the family thing while also listening to great music and supporting our cause, which, as you know, is getting instruments into kids' hands.
Instruments into the kids' hands. That's what it's all about. And that's what the Mamas has been doing for quite a while. Talk about the charity itself, Carrie, the Mamas, the Madison Area Music Association, and how they put instruments in the hands of kids.
Well, we've been doing this for 20 years now, not me personally, but you know, we've been around since 2003 with the original goal of making sure that any kid in school regardless of circumstances, if they want to play a violin, a saxophone, whatever they want, we provide that. We take instruments in, we collect money. If we do get an instrument, we fix it up. We donate it to the schools. We've given hundreds of thousands of dollars away so far in instruments and money to fund programs like this. And this is the thing that we're the most proud of. And what we're hoping for on Father's Day is, we got a couple of youth acts that we're hoping one of them's going to work out, because really it is all about the kids. So that's our main mission. And then we have a couple of other sister missions. We've also got the scholarship fund in the name of
Clyde Stubblefield,
right? The funky drummer. And that allows a youth who wants to go on and do higher education in music. We can help pay for that. And then we've also got the Mama Cares Fund, which is for musicians or their families who are in, any kind of time of need. Of course, that happened a lot, during COVID, when musicians just couldn't get out there and perform. And the Mama Cares Fund does go to help supplement that. So we've got these, different angles of ways that we can help out. And it all lives under the Mama umbrella.
It's awesome stuff. The 2023 Mama Finalist Announcement Party. It's Father's Day, June 18th at Wisconsin Brewing Company. The show starts at noon. And I say it's a show because, there's live music, but you also have the activities for the family to come out. Plus, there's some really cool MCs this year. Talk about the talent that's going to be up on stage talking to the people.
Well, the MCs are some of the Mama favorites, people that you already know and love. We've got Terry Barr, who is conspicuously missing from this studio tonight.
She's searching for the perfect euro right now.
She's got a really good reason for not being here. So she's going to be there. The rock and roll dentist, Dr. Chris Kammer, who is such a huge supporter of the Mamas. He's going to be there, and he's a ton of fun. And then we've also got Ty Christian, who is the executive director of the Mamas and also the lead of the metal band Lords of the Trident.
Madison's very own superhero.
Yeah, yeah. So he commands a stage and he knows and he loves the Mamas so much. So when he gets up there and he talks about it on stage, he's very eloquent and very passionate, and he just makes you want to pull the $10 bill out of your pocket and drop it in the tip jar.
And the event is free, but there is that $10 suggested donation. You can make it a $20. Nobody will judge you by that.
No, we're not.
We got some raffle prizes too. Talk about some of the prizes and who's donating them.
We've got some really cool artwork that we're going to have up for grabs. Like, I hate to generalize, but dads love Star Wars stuff. And so we've got some cool Star Wars art that I would hang on my wall if I were to win it. We've also got Greg Ginter from the Guitar Shop, who is very generous. He donates something every year. We're not quite sure what it is this year, but often it is a tune-up package. He's also given instruments. We have last year, Steve Fisher, who's a very popular sound guy here in town. He's gotten into building his own instruments. He donated a homemade bass guitar last year that was just gorgeous. It was this really pretty color blue, and then Greg Ginter did donate a case for it. And so Steve's going to be donating something else for that again this year too. So I can't tell you everything, because we collect these raffle items all the way up until the day of the show, and so there's going to be plenty of things for people to win. And then plus we got the other raffle things, like the 50-50, and who doesn't like to walk home with a little cash? Right.
So much fun. The Mama's Finalist Party is happening at the Wisconsin Brewing Company, Father's Day, June 18th. If people wanted to contribute to the Mamas so we can help with musical instruments and hands of kids, how do we do that?
Well, you can go to themamas.org. I've got a big button there that says donate now, and it'll take you right to PayPal, and you can go ahead and donate there. And we'll make it easy at the show too. We'll have just QR codes, so you can do it on your phone. But not that we don't take cold hard cash. We'll take your credit card. We'll take a check. Probably no Bitcoin. But themamas.org. If you're feeling generous, some kid out there thanks you very much.
And it all ties back to earlier when we talked to Andy from the Marquette Waterfront Festival. It's community with a C. He said that today, or with a capital C. It's perfect.
I like that.
I do too. That's why I brought it up.
You know what else starts with a C? The Civil Engineers. Now, yes. I heard you on the radio on my drive in here. You said you were going to play some Civil Engineers. They are one of our acts. They're actually our opening act, and we're very excited about that. And our closing act is Generation Jones, which is a brand new band. It's basically a super group. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, it's a bunch of people who collectively have just earned too many, literally too many mamas for me to count. But it's Mike Massey, Mike Ripp, Kyle Henderson, Mauro Magellan, and Shondell Marks. Wow. And this is going to be one of their very first shows, and we are very, very excited to have them.
Shout out to Molly Fish and her bookstore up on the square too, real quick, because we are going to play the Civil Engineers. Carrie, thank you so much for coming in and telling us about the mamas, and thank you for the work that you all do with the mamas.
Thank you for supporting us. You're excuse me, you're a huge supporter, and we very much appreciate this airtime, and it's just always such a pleasure to see you.
Oh, it's awesome. Can't wait to get to the new studio. I can look at you through the window instead of the monitor here.
Oh, it'll be awesome. And then next time I come back on, I can walk from my house.
There you go. Perfect. Because you live downtown. All right. Once again, the Mama Finalist Party is happening at Wisconsin Brewing Company. June 18th is a Sunday, noon to 6. The Civil Engineers are going to be playing live. You ought to come out and see them. Here's their song right now, Mollywood, on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Future lost at sea.
Radio. We are local music, Civic Media Radio Network. Civil Engineers there from their 2017 hashtag. They're going to be playing at the Wisconsin Brewery Company on Father's Day for the mamas. So the 2023 finalist announcement party. Come celebrate Papa with your mama. That's the deal this year. Celebrate the mamas. They're helping a lot of people in our community, putting the instruments in the hands of kids. It's a good deal, and they deserve your support. You could donate now at themamas.org, themamas.org. I've got some good news, bad news, good news again for you tonight. Cat and Hurricane has brand new music. I have a brand new track from Cat and Hurricane that you have not heard yet. In my grubby little hand right now. That's the good news. The bad news is I can't play it. I'm under strict orders not to play it until next week. So next week on Max Inc. Radio, Rob Roberts will debut the brand new Cat and Hurricane song. Oh dear. That's exciting, right? In the meantime, sorry that I'm like this. Cat and Hurricane on Max Inc. Radio.
Okay. This is Terry Steven Pulido. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Radio, we are local music. Mars Hall there, piece by piece. They got some really cool videos on their Facebook page and their social media. Make sure to check that out. Just search for Mars Hall. How you doing, everybody? Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. Also by the Ethical Trade Company, Goods for a Better World, located on Madison's east side, or you can shop online at theethicaltradeco.com. And by Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. You can find more at movetomadison.com. I also want to remind you, make sure you hit the Max Inc. radio page at civicmedia.us. You can find all the podcasts right there. Download them. Got the full shows up there, busted out interviews, and all the live devil lairs that you want to feast your ears on. It's all on the Max Inc. radio page at civicmedia.us. Hey, Magic Conch, they are in the studio. They have a brand new album out. We're going to track through a bunch of songs. We're going to have a chat with the guys, see what makes them tick. That's all coming up in just a minute. Let's flashback to like 2010, Faces for Radio. It's like a super group, you know? It's Wreck Me on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Well, you can burn out my pretty hot in place, or beat up on my eyes, rip them right out on my face. You can cook up my heart till it's rare, just to see how it tastes, or eat it while it's raw and beaten. We'll be right back.
burn up my pretty, pretty hiding place. Or beat up on my eyes, rip them right out of my face. Well, you can cook up my heart till it's rare, just to see how it tastes. Or eat it while it's raw and beaten, bleeding all over the place. You can rip me, yeah, because you know me. You can rip me, yeah, because you know me. Go ahead and wreck it, yeah, you wanna wreck it. Go ahead and wreck me. You can rip me, yeah, because you know me. Yeah, you know, oh, you know. You can rip me, yeah, because you know me.
Rock, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The enticing smell of fresh baked goods, breads, rolls, pies, cookies, and more. This isn't just a bakery. It's Just Dane's Just Bakery, a training program for people dealing with employment barriers. Learn more and order now for your next get-together at justdane.org. Justdane.org.
The Brandy Old Fashioned is Wisconsin's official cocktail. How do you go about making yours a little official-er? Mix in Wisconsin's own Drink Wisconsinly Brandy. It's smooth, it's delicious, and it's bottled right here in Wisconsin, giving your Brandy Old Fashioned even more local flavor. And what about those times you're out and about and don't want to bring along a muddler in a glass? Drink Wisconsinly's got you covered then, too, with their Brandy Old Fashioned in a can. Enjoy Wisconsin's quintessential cocktail anywhere. Ask for Drink Wisconsinly beverages where brandy is served or sold. Remember to think responsibly when you drink Wisconsinly. Drink Wisconsinly Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
When snack time rolls around, don't settle for the same old, spice it up with Emmanuel's Mix. Imagine this, corn rice cereal, pretzels, and mammoth pecans, plus a unique coating that perfectly melts sweet and salty. Emmanuel's Mix Spicy Blend even won first place in the Grand Champion Eats and Treats competition at the Wisconsin State Fair. Now that's tasty! A proud member of Something Special from Wisconsin and served on the sweet
level. ABC News, I'm Mark.